G'day everyone. I just thought I'd make another video to do a quick update after doing a little bit of research on what's happening with the Casey Council and the whole car fiasco permit that the council is trying to impose on us. But before I get into that, once again, a massive thank you to everyone who's commented, liked, and subscribed since then. It's gone insane. First, just a little bit of background info on our Casey Council. This is some information from 4 years ago. This is what they've been up to.
The Casey Council has just been axed after months of scandal over claims of corruption and bribes. The administrators are now preparing to move in, and that means ratepayers could face a long wait before they get to vote to replace the council.
Long plagued by allegations of corruption, today the state government finally stepped in, passing legislation through both houses to dismiss the entire council.
5 years without democracy in Casey, and that's way too long.
Righto, that's what they've been up to, and that's how corrupt they are. Now let's get on to the issue at hand right now. I'll put it up on the screen here so that you can follow along with me. All right, this is from my area's local Facebook page. This is what I first saw come out on. We have become aware of a private land planning permit scheme from the City of Casey that requires landowners to apply and pay for a permit for activities such as storing an unregistered vehicle or recreational vehicle on their own land. Understandably, local residents we've heard from feel this is an overreach and a cash grab by the council. Tick. The Casey Residents and Ratepayers Association will make representations to the City of Casey in the new year to raise these concerns. So there's already something happening and there's already plans in motion to get this moving forward. So this is an excerpt from the webpage below. If you want to conduct any of the following activities on private land, you will need a permit. Storing or repairing a recreation vehicle. Storing a shipping container up to 90 days. Storing long heavy vehicles. If you intend to park more than one long heavy vehicle on private land, please consult our planning team. Storing unregistered vehicles, in brackets, up to 90 days. Storing a skip bin. Putting up temporary dwellings no more than 14 days in any 60-day period. Dismantle. Now this is the one that really gets me. Dismantle, repair, or service vehicles on private land, non-commercial, which is what I am here. And then you've got the fees, which application fee $150, which we've already discussed. Long heavy vehicles $473, shipping container $350, temporary dwelling $350, unregistered vehicle $250 per vehicle. Dismantle, repair, or service vehicles on private land $250. So this is where it comes in. If you want to do your oil changes or whatever to your car, that is what they're going on about. So it's $150 for the application, $250 to work on the car. That's your $400. And this is where the outrage is coming from. Get it? Got it. Now what this is stating here is the Casey Residents and Ratepayers Association will make representations to the City of Casey in the new year to raise these concerns, which I've already covered. We will continue to keep our members and followers updated. Please be advised that the Casey Community Local Law 2023 that underpins this permit scheme was approved by the administrators in June 2024. So this is only happened in the last 6 months. I'm going to put up a piece from the Casey Council stating that this has been in the law for the past 20 years. Not 6 months, they're saying 20 years, but we'll get to that soon. Approved by the administrators in June 2024, the newly elected councillors have not had any involvement with this scheme or the underpinning by laws to date. So it's not the council that was just elected, it was the administrators that were put in place 4 years ago. These are the clowns that put in these rules. So we need to get these new councillors now to get rid of this law, because this was put in by the administrators. So we need to amend that immediately. Now here is a clip from Channel 7. Now, if Channel 7 News are doing a story on this, there's got to be some story in it, because this is from the 31st of December. So what this reads as, this Australian city wants to charge people to work on their cars. Simple oil change could cost more than $400 for residents of this Australian city, which now requires permits for common acts. Residents of Victoria's most populous region have to pay upwards of $400 just to work on their own vehicles after a local government area imposed strict rules around private land use earlier this year. The city of Casey in Melbourne's southeast, which includes suburbs like Cranbourne and Berwick, requires residents to apply for a private land use permit if they are planning to store more than two unregistered vehicles for up to 90 days, store long heavy vehicles, and even dismantle, repair or service vehicles. Residents of the local government area must provide a site plan that illustrates where the activity will take place when filing for a permit. So not only do they want you to get a permit, they want you to tell them where on your property you are going to do this work. It doesn't matter if I want to do it in my driveway, my garage, my roof, my bathroom, or in my toilet. It's none of your bloody business where I want to do it. That's from Channel 7 on the 31st of December. This is where we are now. Going on to the Casey Council website, they have now changed some of their story. So it now reads as this. Over recent days, there have been some inaccurate information published online regarding council's private land use permit. To clarify and reassure our community, this permit is part of the Casey community local law and designed to protect the health, peace and safety of our community. The private land use permit is not a tool designed to restrict or limit residents' activities on their own property, such as working on their cars or motorbikes, nor does it prevent visiting family or friends from staying in a caravan. It is simply a means to manage nuisance behaviours that disrupt the well-being of the community. Additionally, it is important to note that the use of such permits is common across many local councils in Victoria, not unique to Casey. Bullshit! This includes issues such as large trucks being parked on private property, creating noise at inappropriate hours or causing damage to local streets or individuals living in caravans on private property for extended periods of time, leading to potential health or water waste concerns, or properties hoarding old cars, which can negatively affect the local amenity and appearance of the street. Instances where a resident needs to apply for a permit include, now this is where it's changed and they've dumbed it down a little bit, it now points, using a recreational vehicle, example, go-kart or motorbike on a private property, storing a shipping container, storing long heavy vehicles, example, trucks, storing more than two unregistered vehicles, using a temporary dwellings like a caravan for more than 14 days or in any 60-day period. Now here's where it gets really funny. Unfortunately, in recent days, our customer service team has been subjected to threatening behaviour as a result of inaccurate information. Our staff are here to assist and provide accurate information, and we request that all members of our community to approach them with respect and understanding. On that, let's annoy the shit out of them. They deserve it. But don't threaten them or anything like that. We can ring them up and say these laws aren't good enough, because they've already made changes to it. It's now saying They've dumbed it down. They're not saying anymore that you need a permit to do servicing or maintenance on your car. It's just saying that you need a permit for unregistered vehicles, which is bullshit. Oh, it's my property. If I want 10 cars in my backyard, I'll put 10 cars in my backyard. Don't tell me what I can and can't do. That's what they've now got on their website. They're saying, stop harassing us. And they've dumbed down the rules just a little. Now, let me find where they say that these have been rules for 20 plus years. This is now what's on the Casey Council website. Over recent days, there has been some inaccurate information published online regarding Council's private land use permit. To clarify and reassure our community, this permit is part of the Casey community local law and designed to protect the health, peace, and safety of our community. Now here's the kicker. This is where they reckon it's been in place for 20 years. This permit has been in place for several decades and aligns with our local law. Several decades. Doesn't it say previously that from the Casey Residents Association that this law was passed in June 2024? That's 6 months, not two decades or several decades, however you word it. Insanity. How do they get off thinking that a six-month law can be covered as two decades? Anyway, I digress. The private land use permit is not a tool designed to restrict or limit residents' activities on their own property, yes it is, such as working on their cars or motorbikes, nor does it prevent visiting family or friends from staying in a caravan. It is simply a means to manage nuisance behaviours that disrupt the well-being of the community. Additionally, it is important to note that the use of such permits is common across many local councils in Victoria, not unique to Casey. I think it's unique to Casey. Anybody else's council doing this to them? I don't think so. The purpose of the private land use permit is to address and mitigate nuisance behaviour that causes distress or concerns to neighbours and the broader community. This includes such as large trucks being parked on private property, creating noise at inappropriate hours or causing damage to local streets or individuals living in caravans on private property for extended periods of time. All right, I'll put this one up. This is from the Casey Residents Association. So there's some more. Please note this in fine print. Temporary dwelling is a caravan. We know that. Large vehicle is a large trailer, such as a tandem. So if you've even got a tandem trailer on your property, you will need a permit to store it. Now, being car guys, generally there's a trailer somewhere that we haul our cars on because we're not allowed to drive them on the road. So somewhere along the line, we're going to have a trailer and they want you to have a permit for that too. Recreational vehicle is boats. So if you've got a boat, a ski, a jet ski, I'm assuming, buggies, go-karts, and some people in council say scooters may be added as they are unregistered. So if you've got kids with scooters, watch out. I'm guessing it's going to be those e-scooters that they hoon around the streets on. If you've got one of those, you're going to need a permit for that too. Now here's the big one. Council meets 18th of Feb at 7:30 PM, I'm assuming. We need to make it known that this isn't good enough. Write, phone or attend. Don't leave it to a few, otherwise the message isn't clear enough. So there it is. Meeting 18th Feb. Write, email, let them know that this is not good enough. So by the time that date comes around, that this law is abolished. We have to stand strong and we have to unite as one to get this ridiculous law scrapped. Casey Council are claiming that this has been in the law for decades, which it hasn't. I've been here for almost 20 years and this is the first time I'm hearing of this law. So it's a fabricated, made-up law, which was clearly passed with the administrators in June of 2024. Now, these new councillors that were just elected have to abolish this law, and the only way to do that is stand as one. Let's do this, car community. Let's get this done. Thanks for your support. As always, thanks for watching, and I'll see you next time. I'll give updates as I can. See you next time. Ciao, ciao.